And it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49. May wheat in Kansas City opened at 488, up 3.5 on the open. July, 488, up 5.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 463.5, up 5.5 on the open. July, 477.5, up 3.5. September, 491.5, up 6.5. December, 503, up 5. March 2008, 510.5, up 5 on the open. May corn opened at 362.5, up 3.75 on the open. July, 373.5, up 2. September, 383, up 5. December, 390, up 2.75. March, 402.5, up 4.5. May, 409, up 4. July, 414, up 3.25 on the open. May soybeans opened at 738, down a quarter on the open. July, 753.5, down 3. August, 762, down a half. September, 769, down a half. November, 783, down 1.5. January, 793, down 2. March, $8.5, down 2. May, 805, down 3 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 240, down 50 on the open. July, 206.30, down 60. May soybean oil opened at 32.85, up 20 on the open. July, 33.37, up 17. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 107.80, down 5 on the open. May, 108.15, down 25. August, 109.90, down 45. September, 108.40, down 65 on the open. April live cattle open at 96.85, down 50 on the open. June, 92.10, down 37.5. August, 90.55, down 15. October, 94.70, down 22.5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 65.20, up 5 on the open. May, 75.60, down 5. June, 76.70, up 15. July, 77.75, up 17.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 104 even, up 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been very, very interesting. If you have been keeping a close eye this morning in the Chicago Board of Trade wheat pit, especially that July contract, fast trade going on there, reached a high of 487, went above its 100-day moving average ever so briefly. And there seems to be a battle right in that area to see whether or not maybe next week we go out and try out the April highs at 488.5.
Yeah, and the May led the charge here on the opening, Dave, and that's a nice thing with that May and the July having a carry of about 13 cents, 13 and a half cents still. So if the May keeps up this pace and leads the July, that's a real nice sign. Obviously, the short covering is the primary thing going on in Chicago based upon the guys up at EFG telling us. Right after the opening. Australian dry weather is what is being talked about right now. We're sure that's probably part of the market dynamic, but probably just the fact that it's the end of the week and the shorts have run it as much as they can, and they knew that yesterday on the close, and then we got this kind of a tipping point with the Australian dry weather, and then the May wheat jumped on the opening. That gave the market the idea, hey, let's take out some of these moving averages and see what's above us.
So what do we make of this particular trade? Do you think that the strength we're showing right now, and by the way, the July now at 488, up 14, do you think that this has legs and we might look at that gap left over from 26 February around, 505?
Yeah, we really do, because the weekly chart in wheat has looked good for the last 7 or 8 weeks. It had a nice bull flag look to it, but you couldn't get any good information until last weekend's freeze, and everybody was, you know, centered and focused upon the idea that corn was over with, and that the wheat crop all around the world was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I think that reversal of fortune is going to play out a little bit more, Dave, and I think that goes back to the wheat-corn spread and the fact that the wheat is in the leadership. July corn against July wheat's a negative 110. So at this point in time, if July wheat wants to continue on higher, it should be able to really reinforce that July corn on a spread mindset.
So does that mean then that that 355 and a half, the April low in July corn, will be a good, strong support level in your mindset?
We think that if the cash basis at the Gulf, which has started to improve nicely, and tight farmer holding continues forward here for the next week or two. Our consultant, you know, obviously with the weather, our meteorological consultant gave us an update last night. It's pretty important here to watch that spread in the July East corn, because there are people that we respect up in Chicago saying we're in a different era. The front end, the Gulf basis, the farmer selling or lack thereof and holding tight, you know, old crop stocks is important, but it's not as important as it used to be. That the funds, if they see a need to come in and buy back corn, they're going to buy it in the new crop because of the future worries of supply, the future worry of we're not going to meet the demand. But in the old crop, we've met that demand. So that spread becomes very, very critical at this stage. But our forecaster has said for the next 10 to 14 days, the Midwest section of this country is likely to experience normal to below normal temps and normal to above normal precip. So this warming out, drying out phase that we're going to be coming into next week, he anticipates lasting not much more than 3 to 4 days, and then we resume back towards a cool and wet pattern. Not as cold and not as wet, but still probably pretty tough to get a lot done in a large area of the Corn Belt.
Put a numerical face on the July D's spread and what you're looking at from that standpoint so producers can follow it.
We really don't want the July D's spread to go through 20 cents premium to December, because then the trade, and I just had this conversation yesterday with the spread trader I really respect a lot, I've known for 15 years or so. If you go through 20 cents, then people are going to start talking full carry. They're going to start talking about, look at the May and look at the July. It's at 6 cents a month. So the July D's can go all the way to 30 or 32 cents. So we want to keep the 20-cent premium to D's as our support line and not let it go through that. If we can do that, then I think then we have the likelihood that it's still like a 1973, still like a 1996 market where the front end does lead that back end up. We're still on that base of support and mind of logic and philosophy here, Dave, but we recognize those July options we have right now are probably going to have to get rolled to the SEP and the D's if we do lose that 20-cent support in that spread.
Let's turn our attention to the soybeans, where for the most part for the last month or so, the July beans have been moving sideways. But yesterday yesterday we went and tested the March lows at 754. Today we invaded those lows, and we're creeping up quickly on the 100-day moving average. I'm wondering if it's last chance Texaco on doing things with old crop beans.
It probably is, but we're not as concerned about the old crop as we are with the new crop, because by our numbers, the November going into this morning or right after the open had lost, you know, when November at 783, where it's at right now, had lost about 22 cents, whereas D's corn was just about flush or steady on the week. So it's clear to us that the folks that had been buying new crop beans and selling new crop corn, they're getting their clock clean right now, and they continue to do that today. And so those are probably the people that are flushing out of the market, you know, right now, and may continue all the way into early next week if this weather pattern does play out, that this weekend's rains are a little bit heavier. Old crop beans, there's no question, the report added a lot more supply in South America and too much more supply here domestically, but the funds and the idea that China's strength and the idea of a weaker dollar and the idea of a surging gas market and crude market keeps that idea going that if wheat and corn go higher, they're going to try and buy beans, and a rising tide lifts all boats. So I would suspect they're going to try and do that as much as they can in the front end, or they'll go all the way to the back end, November 08 or something, you know, kind of like that, Dave, where they try and forecast that the bean acres next year is going to go down again and South America is not going to be able to make up a shortfall, something where they feel like they're a little bit more protected. But that Novo 7 is probably what worries us the most. We've set this benchmark that if we go below 785 on a weekly close this week, then you can call a technical high in place for 3 to 4 months. What would make us wrong on that? Well, it's very simple. A high close above that old contract high of 780 or 835. So you've got a nice defined range in new crop beans, and I guess our mindset is, hey, be a seller here if we close below 785 because we have a top in place technically, and if we're wrong, then we'll know that by an 835, close above, and we can always buy it back. Again, we want to reiterate to everybody, jump out of the unlimited risk, go back to the limited risk positions.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dave.
Mike Zuzalo, this is WILO Urbana.